The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
And for a U.S. perspective, Simon Marks joins us live from Washington. So, Simon, no agreement is expected. What exactly are U.S. officials hoping to achieve then?
Well, this is engagement, Atelli. This is the beginning of what U.S. officials say is going to be a long process with the Chinese, both sides engaging in expectations management, the U.S. conceding that there is no possibility at all that you can resolve all the issues that exist between Washington and Beijing in a single meeting. But I think they will welcome the news that the Chinese have now arrived in Anchorage, because there were concerns here that, given some of the language that Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin have used about China over the last few days as they made their way first to Japan, then to South Korea, there was a possibility that the Chinese might say, forget it, we're not showing up for the meeting. So the meetings look set to take place. The Chinese ambassador to the United States last night was very pugnacious in comments that he made to Chinese state media in Anchorage, saying, we will express our position very clearly in this meeting and will not make compromises and concessions in order to create a so-called atmosphere. We will never do that, he said. The United States wants to discuss the whole range of issues that are on the table, including the climate change issue that Olivia referred to, but as well, of course, as America's claim that China is committing genocide in Xinjiang, the ongoing concerns that the United States is expressing over the fate of democracy in Hong Kong, fresh sanctions against Chinese officials announced just a couple of days ago, plus, of course, Taiwan and broader regional issues. So a big, wide-ranging conversation. I mean, that's often a cliche, but it really will be. And the test of the outcome of all of this may well be whether the two sides issue any kind of joint statement. Is there enough that they agree upon at the end of these meetings to issue any kind of a joint statement? Or is this simply the beginning of dialogue that's going to need to continue taking place for weeks and months to come?
Also, Simon, will conversation involve Mr. Blinken perhaps roping China, you know, into dealing with North Korea after, you know, calls for talks were rejected?
Yeah, well, I mean, that exists. That is dependent in part on China's willingness to be roped in, isn't it? I mean, there's no question that the United States, both under President Trump and under President Biden, see China as a very important broker when it comes to North Korea, a country that is uniquely in a position to put pressure on Kim Jong-un in Pyongyang over the nuclear issue and other issues in North Korea's relationship with the rest of the world. But China has disappointed the United States in that regard before. It may well be that the Secretary of State urges the Chinese once again to help America and the world community out in terms of trying to overcome the threat of nuclear development in North Korea. But whether the Chinese, under these current circumstances, where some of the language against China on other issues has been pretty aggressive by the US side over the last few days, whether the Chinese agree to accede in that request, I think will be a high bar for this initial meeting. But certainly, it's an issue the Americans will want to put on the agenda.
Good to know. Thanks very much, Simon Marks there from Washington.
Thanks for listening to Simon Marks reporting. And if you like what you heard, click the subscribe button and come back soon for more. And I'd love it if you'd give me a review. Those can be hugely helpful in spreading the word. Thanks a lot. More from me soon.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.